really competing in the zone as much as I should compared to all the other guys last year. And so I really focused on myself and really tried to compete in the zone no matter what pitch it was. And after that, once I started getting in the zone, I really started working on my mental health and making sure that I kept myself in a positive attitude no matter if I got a double hit off me, a home run, or a pass ball gets by and the runner scores. I always tried to make sure I was in a positive attitude and ready to get back in the zone.
When I look at professional sports, I think golf and baseball are two of the biggest mental game sports as far as those go. And I think I really like what you said there, because you got to have a quick memory, you know, short turnaround, and build that. We've seen all kinds of videos, at least I have on Twitter, of guys kind of ghost warming up where there's no ball in their hand. They're just kind of moving mentally. Is that kind of a part of your routine, or is that some of the things you'll look at when you're preparing to go out there, not only attack the game physically, but mentally?
Yeah, so when we actually have our pregame, I actually go into the locker room and I sit and I picture my outing. I'll run through each and every batter and what outcome could happen, and if this outcome happens, what do I do here? And if this one happens, what do I do here? And I just work through it and make sure that I'm mentally locked in and ready for this outing.
Coach, I'll lean on you here for this one. How analytically advanced, I guess, would you say your style is? We're in this new era of baseball where it has kind of gotten to the point where it feels like there's something about everybody out there. There's a way to attack it.
Yeah.
Going along with pitching as well, when you see a batter, like you just said, how much do you lean on that? How much do you look into it? And how much do you kind of believe in that?
We're kind of a blend between the old school, just find a way to win, and kind of the more new school data analytics side. The data analytics and like the metrics, and there's a lot of value to it if you know what we're truly reading. Now, there's other metrics that I don't believe provide a lot of value in that they're hard to obtain and they're hard to feel and they're hard to quantify in the course of a game. As far as like what we're looking for in terms of metrics and stuff, I'm looking for hard hit percentage. I'm looking for velocity on the hill. I'm looking for spin rate. I'm looking for vertical and horizontal break on the mound. That's going to tell you what a guy's pitch ability is going to be like. Does he have the ability to strike a guy out, or does he have a guy that really going to be ground ball double play candidate? That and then turns on the offensive side, what we're trying to do to combat that. Are we able to, you know, drive balls in the gaps and hit doubles and homers, or are we going to have to bunt, squeeze, hit, and run to get guys around the bases? But kind of that blend of old school and new school a little bit.
Matthew, how would you say you kind of use analytics, or maybe just use your stuff, if you will, when you attack a guy? Is it the same blend kind of there when you're thinking, or is that a mindset you've maybe always had?
So I definitely use a blend. You know, I'm definitely looking at what the hitter is actually known for. If he's known for rolling over and getting into double plays, you know, I'm trying to work a slider and try to get him to roll over and get into a double play position. But at the same time, you know, I'm old school, you know, I'm definitely just trying to throw in the zone and beat you straight out. So,
all right, what's the arsenal? What are you rolling with this season, and what's kind of your pitch you'll lean on to get you an out?
So I'm working four seam, a one seam slash sinker, a changeup and a slider, a little bit of a curveball as well. I'd say my main pitch to get an out is either got to be my four-seam or my slider.
Is there nights where you feel like you've got it? Like, you know, after your first three or four batters, you say, okay, I have this pitch, or maybe I don't have this pitch, and how much do you use that in your game plan?
Definitely at Amarillo, I definitely knew, like, my four-seam was on point because I was spotting it white to black. No matter where they called it, I was putting it. And, you know, after my first inning, we went in with Coach Davis, and he was saying, like, hey, let's keep running that four-seam. Let's keep running that four-seam. And I said, let's do it. So,
all right, let's look to the next level here. Who is a pitcher, maybe somebody past or current, you kind of not model your game, but think that you've got the biggest comparison to in a sense of the way they pitch and the way you pitch?
I'd really say Jacob DeGrom. Whenever I have my mental meetings with Coach Cox, we always pull up videos of Jacob DeGrom, and we're looking at his kinematic sequence to my kinematic sequence, and we're both agreeing, like, hey, look at him here, and compared to you here, like, you need to look like this, and you're looking like this, and we get it fixed up.
Coach, what are some of those meetings like? Not just with Matt, but with other players, when you're looking around and you're trying to figure out, okay, let's get you some confidence and let's look at what it's supposed to look like at its most pure level or expected level at the next level, versus where you're at now?
Oh, man, that's where coaching gets really, really fun. Yes, the X's and O's, the in-game management is a blast, but I enjoy the chess match that happens behind the scenes. And that's where kind of the data and the video analytics comes in, like Matt's saying. We try to bring guys in about once a week, once every other week at the latest, and put them in their swing or their pitching mechanics up to big leaguers. Okay, who do you like? What are they doing? What is their success? What do they hit well? What do they struggle with? Okay, what do you struggle with? Okay, well, let's build a plan that makes your swing or your pitching mechanics look like your big leaguer. And if we can model our swing and kind of mirror what they're doing, odds are you got a pretty good chance for success there.
Yeah, that's always the balance. That's been the biggest thing I think I've learned about you guys and the way the program has run so far in your first year. I think it's important to keep that respect of almost what's worked and then obviously incorporate that with the old, but not be stubborn one way or the other. And I think that's really important when you're looking to attack. Let's look at the conference schedule. We're about to really dig into it. You guys will start the year against Colby. That's at home on March 9th, Thursday afternoon, doubleheader, 1 p.m., 3:30 p.m. You've had a lot of experience in the conference, not only as a player, but somebody as a coach and just kind of been around the Jayhawk. What are some of the biggest things you think you can take into this job at Garden City and apply it to the conference schedule?
The biggest thing we try to talk to our guys about is like, okay, how are we perceived by schools at the next level? You know, we're very particular about like the way we wear our uniform, the way we get on and off the field, the way we go about our business, because perception is true reality. And when you have that perception of like, okay, I really want to be a big leaguer. Okay, well, let's look, dress, and act like big leaguers do. Let's talk like big leaguers do. Let's be a professional in all aspects of our life. And when you do that, then you run into those good clubs. Like Colby runs a great program. Coach Carter runs a very sharp program over there. They model things very similar to how we're trying to model them. That's when it gets really fun. You get to see who makes less mistakes is what it really comes down to. And if you make less mistakes, you usually win the game.
Mistakes are a big thing. If you could kind of bundle up the identity of the Jayhawk when it comes to baseball into one sequence or one thing, what do you think it would be?
Oh, man. Free bases is the biggest one. You're dealing with very talented hitters and very talented arms on the hill. If you give opposing teams free bases when you're on defense, anyone's viable to hit a ball out of the yard instead of it being a solo homer and it turns into a two or three run homer. When you're going against a tough arm with that club, you know, it's easy. You can scratch one across, but if you start chasing two, three, four runs early in the game, it gets pretty tough and that game can get short in a hurry.
Matthew, when you look at the conference schedule, are there some games? I don't know if there's guys out there that maybe you've played with in the past, or what are you looking forward to most about being able to play in conference for the first time?
I think it's just being able to compete against a lot of good dudes and a lot of good players. You know, it's going to be a lot of fun, but it's also going to be very challenging, and I'm just very excited for the opportunity.
When will you go next? I know you got. I think you got two starts so far this season. What is your kind of your schedule looking like?
I'm the game two starter, so it'll be game two at Colby or against Colby at home.
Awesome. Okay, so that'll be the 3:30 projected, of course,
yes.
In parentheses. And what is the format of the doubleheader? Because I'm new to the Jayhawk. How do they do it? I've noticed based on the schedule, when you get in conference play, it's Thursday, Saturday, travel there, travel here, or flip it around. Seven-inning or full nine-inning doubleheaders?
So the first one will be a seven-inning game followed by a nine-inning game. However, if the first one goes extra innings, that will then turn into essentially the nine-inning game, and the second one will be shortened to the seven-inning game.
Okay, so that makes sense. That makes it a little bit easier to keep your guys rested.
A little easier
on
our bullpen, absolutely.
That's a big thing there. We're going to take our first time out, and we're going to leave it at what we just said with the bullpen, because I think some of the new things we've seen in Major League Baseball are a little bit more so protecting players, getting them extra rest and things like that. I want to talk when we come back about the new age of the game, where we see it going, where you guys kind of see it fitting, and then just kind of baseball in general, and then we'll wrap things up here at Flat Mountain Brew House. But we'll be back in a few moments. Stick it right here. We are with Caleb Cox and pitcher Matthew Lorenz of Garden City Community College baseball team. And come down and join us. Great atmosphere, great food, great drinks. Still plenty of time to get in and get out here at Flat Mountain Brew House right downtown in Garden City. Back in a moment with the Garden City Community College Coaches Show.